It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
We begin this episode on the ship of the evil mastermind, Dr. Steve. Dr. Steve's sock-shaped assistant, Fidget, is just beginning his morning routine of checking the ship's diagnostics when Dr. Steve comes bursting onto the bridge.
Why, good morning, Fidget. Isn't it a splendid day? Why am I so happy? Fidget, don't you know what episode this is? This is the season finale. That means at some point in this episode, Dr. Floyd and the rest of his wretched crew will be put into a perilous situation that they may not survive. Oh, I live for episodes like this.
Dr. Steve is right. This is the season 2 finale. Is it true our heroes will be put in a perilous situation they may not survive? Let's check in with Dr. Floyd, his protege Dr. Granite, the faithful robot companion Chips, and find out.
Good morning, Chips. Everything going good?
Fantastic. You ready for work today? Well, today is the day we need to change all 227 disposable power couplings on the ship. If we miss even one, the ship could explode.
Good morning, Dr. Grant.
Oh, hello, Dr. Floyd. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing reasonably well for a man of my age. What's the status of the ship?
Everything is good, Dr. Floyd. I was just telling Chips that today we need to change all 227 of the disposable power couplings.
That's right, Chips. If we even forget just one of those power couplings, the ship could explode. Yes, we'll start in the galley and then...
Looks like we've got a call, Dr. Floyd.
Hello?
Well, hello, Dr. Floyd.
Dr. Steve, how did you get this number? It's unlisted.
That's only for me and my brother who works at the phone company to know, and for you to find out.
So you got it from your brother who works for the phone company then, eh?
What? How did you know that?
That's for me to know and you to find out.
Curses!
Wow, that was painfully easy.
He's not very bright, is he, Dr. Floyd?
Well, let's just say that if brains were elephants, he'd have... Oh, what now? Hello?
Floyd, listen, I forgot to say something when I called earlier.
And what's that?
I just wanted to say that I hope you have a great day.
Yes, and?
That's it. Just have a really good day.
Okay, then. We will. Bye now.
Well, that was really weird.
Yes, it was very puzzling. Oh, well, let's get started changing those couplings.
As Dr. Floyd and his crew begin work on changing the power couplings, Dr. Steve is over in his own ship, gloating.
Fidget, I told him to have a good day. I am so evil. Now, we just need to find a way to lead Dr. Floyd into a perilous situation. Ah, I've got it. Call them back, Fidget.
Hello?
Hello, Floyd. It's me again. I was just wondering if you and the guys would like to come chase Fidget and I as we fly around the lip of one of those time and space dream wormholes,
Oh, no thanks. You go on ahead without us. We got a lot of work to do over here, but thanks for asking.
Drat, I'll have to think of something else.
As Dr. Steve tries to come up with another nefarious plan to try and put Dr. Floyd in a perilous situation, let's return now to the ship and see how Dr. Floyd and the crew are doing with their job. We've taken care of all the power couplings on levels 1 through 4. We just have levels 5 and 6 left.
Excellent. We're ahead of schedule. Just make sure we don't forget the hidden coupling in the... Hello?
Yes, hello, Floyd. It's Dr. Steve again. Say, Fidget and I were just thinking of making a time and space jump back to the prehistoric caveman days to poke the Tyrannosaurus Rex with a stick. Would you like to follow us?
Dr. Steve, I've told you already that we have too much work to do around here. But if that's what you want to do, you go for it, dude.
Maybe we should just take the phone off the hook, Dr. Floyd.
No, we need to leave it on in case my mom needs me for any reason. Confound it! Hello! Yes, our refrigerator is running.
Who is that, Dr. Floyd?
Oh, just someone doing a refrigerator survey.
Well, we're done with level 5. Now we just have to do level 6.
Okay, Chips, make sure you get that hidden power coupling in the... Dagnabbit!
Let me get it this time. Hello?
Hello. Is this Dr. Grant?
Yes. Who's this?
It's Dr. Steve. Look, Fidget and I are going to go balance on the edge of the Grand Canyon, and we were wondering if you guys would like to come with us.
Well, I'll ask Dr. Floyd, but before I do, I have a question for you.
What is it?
Are you happy with your current long-distance provider?
What?
Did you know that with Saddle River Bell, you can get unlimited long-distance for only 2 cents a minute? If you just give me your credit card number, I can sign you up for that right now.
Listen, I don't know how you guys got my number, but I'm on the National Do Not Call list, so you'd better not call again.
The afternoon continued in this manner, with Dr. Steve calling to try and get Dr. Floyd and the gang to follow him in a dangerous cliffhanger situations, and our heroes repeatedly telling him no. Finally, early in the evening, the crew finished with their work.
Well, Dr. Grant, we're done. We changed all 226 disposable power couplings.
226? I thought there were 227.
Oh, no. The hidden power coupling, we forgot it. If it's not changed in 2 seconds, the whole ship could explode. What are... Oh, never mind. Chips changed it. We're good to go.
Another season of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd is ended, and we don't have a cliffhanger ending. Can you have a season finale without a cliffhanger? Will our writers think of a cliffhanger before it's too late? Will the episode... Hold on a second, folks. Hello?
I'm here, man.
No, I don't have Prince Albert in a can.
I'm a man.
Will the episode you're listening to at this very moment be able to end without a cliffhanger? Tune in to the next thrilling season of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd and find out...